This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. After a year of development, I'm excited to announce the launch of the new Food Rising Mini Farm GrowBox version 2.0. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the inventor of the Food Rising GrowBox. It was launched a year ago, and we gave away hundreds of these to schools all across America. It was a big hit with the public. People love the system. It's non-electric, no moving parts, no electricity, no pumps, and yet it grows food and medicine inexpensively, incredibly easily, almost effortlessly, and it's just a joy to work with. And now we've made it even better. I spent many, many hours over the last year, probably, I don't know, a couple hundred hours, working on developing an improvement to this system. And I'll talk about that here shortly. But let me just say, this new version 2.0 is vastly improved. We had occasional problems with water leaking out of the side of version 1.0. Version 2 no longer even has the automatic watering system in the side of the bin. Instead, it goes through the top, through the lid. It's a vertical float valve now instead of horizontal. So it's vertical, which means there's no leaking whatsoever. The bin has no entry hole in it at all. And you can now very, very easily adjust the desired water level you want just by sliding a 1/2-inch PEX pipe up or down in that vertical float valve access hole in the lid. So it is so much easier now. It's more reliable. We vastly simplified the entire system. Instead of what used to be, I don't know, 9 or 10 parts, now there are only, well, 2 parts, I think. The float valve itself, let's see, the float valve adapter that screws into it, and that's it. Then your irrigation hose just attaches onto that. What used to take me 90 minutes to print the parts on a 3D printer, I'm now printing each part in just 10 minutes. And you don't have to print anything, by the way. You don't have to have a 3D printer to own this. We print the parts. We're manufacturing the parts using a 3D printer, and we ship them to you. So you can find this new system at supplysource.com. That's supplysource.com. Or go to foodrising.org for more information about this system. And by the way, I apologize for not having a video done yet. I'm going to shoot a video on this to show you in more detail. I'm just recording audio right now because I haven't had the time to film the video of all this because I'm busy in my laboratory. I got a lot of new lab announcements coming up this year. I've already released some pictures from that lab. We're doing some very interesting analysis of plant fertilizers and nutrients to add mineralization to your own plants. Doing a lot of that research in the lab, so I'm going to be bringing you some videos of that throughout the year as we do some more research. Very, very interesting stuff. I'm pioneering some amazing new research on how to grow the world's most potent medicinal plants with the highest nutrient ratios that have ever been recorded in the history of science, using this system, non-circulating hydroponics combined with targeted, formulated, mineral-rich fertilizer systems that have special plant root uptake properties. I'm not going to geek out on all this right now, but let me just tell you, this is an exciting time for humankind, and it's exciting to be part of this breakthrough revolution in food nutrition and natural plant medicine through foods and through medicinal herbs. And this system, the Food Rising Grow System, is the world's best way to produce these high nutrient foods and medicines because there's no soil in the way. So just to be clear, there's no soil in this system. There's no grow media. There's a little bit of coconut core just at the beginning to get the seedling started. But once the seedling sprouts, the roots penetrate through the small coconut core that's in a small net pot, and it reaches down for the water in the grow bin. The water is automatically put into the system through this gravity-operated float valve. And that's what keeps the water level exactly where you want it. And the nutrients that we have formulated, that we also sell at supplysource.com, of course. So we've created plant fertilizers that are very low in heavy metals, such as lead, cadmium, arsenic, and mercury, but very high in optimized molecular forms of plant-based nutrients and minerals that you want to go into the plants. Things like zinc, like magnesium, calcium, for example. You know, plants are very, very high in calcium and magnesium, and they have a trace amount of zinc and, you know, other molybdenum, different minerals like that. But they need large amounts of calcium and magnesium. So we have formulated these incredible, incredible formulas that have just the right mixture of nutrients to produce very high nutrient density plants. And they're water soluble. They're all water soluble. Yeah, they'll turn your water kind of green, but so what? You know, it's almost a hydroponic nutrient solution. Well, actually, it is for hydroponics. That's a lot of hydroponic growers use these nutrients. And yet we're the only fertilizer company in the world that I know of that has our own laboratory to test for toxic elements to eliminate those and to maximize the beneficial minerals and nutrients. So that's what we've done. Now you put all this together, the new Food Rising mini farm grow system combined with our laboratory validated fertilizers allows you to grow the world's cleanest and most potent food. It is stunning. It is so stunning that this year, one of my research projects is to grow food in my grow box, and then I'm going to run that in comparison to grocery store food, and we're going to compare the nutrient density, the heavy metals, and other elements that we might find in these foods. And what it's going to show you, I'm very confident of this. Of course, we'll let the instrument tell us the truth. It's going to show you that you have much, much higher nutrient density in our foods grown in our fertilizers in our grow box than what you get from the grocery store. So that's going to be a really fascinating project. I can't wait to get that going. Now, aside from the nutrition, one of the big, big reasons to get this grow system now is the incredible cost savings that comes from growing your own food effortlessly, easily, for just pennies on the dollar. You know, food inflation has really kicked in over the last year. Everybody's food bills are going up, and unfortunately, because a lot of people are on very, very limited budgets, they tend to buy cheaper processed foods just to get the calories. So they're giving up the healthy foods or they're giving up the organics. And that's going to have an impact on their health, you know, a negative impact. So by using this Food Rising Grow System, you can grow very affordably. I mean, literally for pennies on the dollar, sometimes like 5% of what it would cost you in the grocery store. For organic produce, you can grow it yourself and you can start saving hundreds, if not maybe a couple of $1,000s off your annual grocery bill while enjoying the world's freshest, most nutrient dense, most medicinal foods that you can possibly imagine with almost zero effort. Again, this system, there's no weeding involved. You grow food at waist height. You don't have to bend down. You don't have to bend over. That's huge. I don't want to garden if I have to spend all day on my hands and knees crawling around in the dirt. I like to grow food on a bench at waist height. So easy to do. This system has no pumps, no electronics, no computer controls. It's 100% EMP proof. In case there's an EMP weapon or a nuclear war or a power grid failure or anything like that, this system is going to keep on working as long as the laws of gravity are still in operation. And I hope that you're not worried about losing the laws of gravity, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be here no matter what happens to human society. Gravity will still work, which means your grow system will still work. Well, you need sunlight, and obviously, and gravity. So as long as we have sunlight and gravity, then we're going to be okay with this system. That's good. It doesn't, you know how like your DVD player, it has to upgrade itself, download a software update before it'll play your movie, which is ridiculous. This system, the Food Rising Grow System, doesn't need any updates, doesn't have any software, doesn't have any fuses or switches or breakers. There's nothing to break. It's just works on sunlight and gravity and Mother Nature and water. That's it. And by the way, it uses so little water, it actually will save you a fortune compared to watering an outdoor garden. Now, this system uses about 1/10 to 1/20 of the amount of water that you would have to expend growing the same plants in soil. So it conserves water, it saves you money, it grows more nutritious food, it grows effortlessly, there's no weeding, there's no bending over, and you can harvest fresh greens every single day to put them in your smoothie or put them in your salads. And here's a great tip that I use personally. I run many, many of these bins. I don't know, maybe, 10 to 20 of these bins. And I grow tons of salad greens because here's what I do. When the salad greens are young, when they're small and fresh, I harvest them to eat salads. But then I always grow way more than I can possibly eat. It's just, I don't know why. I just love to grow plants. So I keep growing more and more salad, and I can't possibly even eat it all. So as it gets more mature and larger, it's too tough to eat in a salad, right? But what you can do at that point is you can put it into your smoothies. Yeah, literally, just take big chunks of leafy greens. You can either juice them, throw them into your juicer, or you can literally blend them into a green food smoothie. Just blend them up in the Vitamix. That's what I do. I throw like fistfuls of salad greens into the blender. I just blend them up in there. And that way I'm getting all the plant nutrients and the fiber and everything. It's wonderful. And again, if you don't want to do that, you can juice them. You know how much it costs to buy organic leafy greens and then juice them? If you've ever done that before, you know what I'm talking about. It's a fortune. I mean, you know that that juice is anti-cancer, right? You know that's like the best way to prevent and reverse disease, you know, heart disease and diabetes and all that stuff. You know, go on a juicing feast for 30 days, but you might spend $25 a day on organic produce if you're living a juicing lifestyle like that. I'm not even kidding. You know what I'm talking about. So how do you not spend $20 to $25 a day? Well, you grow all that stuff that you're going to juice. You grow it yourself. You grow it in this Food Rising mini farm grow system. And it's so simple. Now you're growing for pennies and you can harvest as much as you want. And you can use it again and grow another batch and keep going. Because sunlight is free, gravity is free, water is cheap, and seeds are cheap. And even the nutrients for this are cheap. Very, very cheap. So now you're growing food where you're spending, I don't know, $1 or $2 a day instead of $20 to $25 a day. So now you can have an anti-cancer lifestyle and big-time juicing, you know, for just a couple bucks a day. And that makes all the difference. And hey, you can grow food for, even if you're done juicing, you can grow food for somebody else in your family that wants to do a juicing detox. Or if it all hits the fan and America goes the way of Venezuela, you know, big massive collapse, you got to give them your fingerprint and your iris scan to buy groceries, and you're strictly limited on how much food you can buy because the government screwed up all the economics of that whole system. Now there's price controls and food shortages, scarcity and starvation as the system collapses. Well, guess who's the king right now in Venezuela? People who grow their own food. They can use food for their own consumption. They can use food to barter for medicine. They can use food to barter for anything, for security, for rent, for any gasoline, whatever. When you can grow your own food and you are more self-reliant, not only are you going to live healthier and more affordably, you're also going to be able to get through difficult situations, whether they be economic problems or natural disasters or, I don't know, supply problems, maybe crazy climate, weather, droughts and floods wiping out the food supply. But hey, you've got your own system. You can grow salad greens. You can grow beets. You can grow oregano. You can grow all of these, rosemary and thyme and peppermint and parsley and cilantro. You can grow all these things so easily. It's insanely easy to do this. And by the way, for a few hundred dollars, you can buy an essential oil distillation system online. It comes with the lab where you just apply a source of heat to it, like a little Bunsen burner or electric burner. Actually, some of these come with electric burners. And you can grow masses of, let's say, oregano, and you stuff the oregano into one of these glassware bottles, and it will actually produce oregano oil for you. So now you can use our grow system to grow your own medicine. You can make your own medicine chest by just using heat and the power of Mother Nature. It's just astonishing. So you can grow food and medicine, and you can have self-reliance, and you can have self-healing, and it's all within your reach for just really a few pennies on the dollar compared to what you're paying for food. So pick up one of these systems today at supplysource.com. And of course, the website for the Food Rising Grow System itself is foodrising.org. And my name is Mike Adams. Again, I'm the inventor of this system. This is now the second version of this system, vastly improved, greatly simplified, much more reliable, very easy to assemble, and very easy to use. So take advantage of this. If you've got any place to grow food, a balcony, a backyard, a front yard, a front porch, a rooftop, even a large window bay is sufficient to grow your own food using this kind of a system. You don't need a greenhouse, although having a greenhouse will, of course, extend your grow season. But you don't need a greenhouse to do this. You just need a place that's got sunlight, protection from, obviously, extreme weather. You don't want, you know, hurricane-force winds blowing away all your food. But it's so easy to use this system. You can even build your own systems, too. I give instructions on foodrising.org for how to build your own. This has been something that I have shared with everybody. It's based on the non-circulating hydroponic technology from Professor Kratky of the University of Hawaii from really a couple of decades ago. I took that concept and customized it and improved on it with this system using 3D printing technology to fabricate just one custom part now. And then I use my laboratory analysis to create the low heavy metals fertilizers that are high in nutrient density. And so that's where I come into the picture on all this. Bottom line is, I believe in self-reliance. I believe in preventing disease. I believe in growing your own food. I believe in living off the grid. I believe that people should have access to food that is affordable and clean and highly nutritious. And this is the answer to that system. I also believe that growing your own food should not be rocket freaking science. It shouldn't be so complicated that you have to have an electrical engineering degree to figure out how to run the dang system. I've seen too many of these systems, these hydroponic systems and aeroponic systems, that are so incredibly complicated. I even worked in an aquaponic system for a while myself, where you use fish to feed your plants. And it's a great concept, but man, it's complicated. It's so complicated. And you still have to have inputs for the fish. You got to buy food for the fish. So where do you get that food? You got to make sure that food is clean and non-GMO and non-pesticide. It becomes so complicated to make that system work. So I found the best and simplest system is this Food Rising Grow system. You fill it up with water. You throw in a couple of spoons of these fertilizer nutrients that are already laboratory validated to be very, very clean. You put seeds in the pots, a little bit of coconut core, boom. You walk away for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it takes. You come back, you've got salad greens, you've got lettuce, you've got beets, you've got cilantro, you've got oregano, you've got peppermint. Anything that you want to grow like that, you know, obviously it's not going to grow carrots and potatoes and root crops this way, but anything that's a normal garden veggie and even strawberries, small fruits like that, you could grow these things almost effortlessly. And so this fulfills just a very important, I think, a human right, which is access to clean, affordable, nutritious food. Every family in the world should have a grow box like this, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't have to be my grow box. It could be any grow box that's similar. But every family everywhere in the world should have this. Every school should have this. Even in third world countries, they can use this. Again, there's no electricity required. no complex parts. It uses gravity and sunlight and water. It's just so simple. So everywhere in the world, people can be more food self-reliant with this technology. That's how amazing it is. Anyway, take advantage of it and enjoy using the system. And I thank you for all of your feedback from version one. It was your feedback that I listened to vastly simplify the system. And by the way, it took me 6 months longer than I had planned. I thought I was going to have this version two out like last fall. And, here's something funny, kind of almost off the record. This isn't actually version 2. This is like version 12. Because I had so many other versions that I thought were going to do the trick. And I you would not believe how many designs, 3D designs that I have gone through on the 3D printer. And I tried so many different techniques for making the valves on this. At one point, I had a PVC cylinder with a floating extra thick balloon slightly inflated with air inside the PVC pipe floating up and down as the valve. Yeah, I tried that. I tried another system. Oh, here it is. Actually, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the thing right here. Which one was this? Okay. I had a quarter inch irrigation tube on top and then this cone that would sit on top of like an inch and a half PVC pipe that extended down inside the bin. And it worked kind of like a toilet tank float valve. And that didn't quite work out either. You would not believe the things I tried. So really, you didn't even get to see version 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and so on, because they were failures. They did not work. They did not work. I tried them, I printed them, I tried them, whatever. They did not work. So eventually, I it took a whole year, and I finally came around to this other system that uses this paddle vertical-oriented float valve combined with a very, very simple little screw-together interface that goes together with the irrigation tube. And I had to design that screw interface, which is only about 20 millimeters in length, and I don't know, what is it, like 9 or 10 millimeters in diameter. And here's a funny story about that. I had to design in the 3D software the threads for this, which is the thread pitch, the thread depth. The pitch is how many revolutions per 10 millimeters, essentially. And I use a set of calipers to guess at the thread pitch and depth that I had to match inside the float valve. And believe it or not, I correctly guessed the thread pitch, depth, and diameter the very first time on that piece. So it was funny, after almost a year of working on different designs, I ended up having this final design, and it took me only like 10 minutes to build the model. But sometimes that's how it goes. You can spend a whole year finding out 1,000 different ways that something doesn't work, and then you can spend 10 minutes finding the ultimate solution that works brilliantly and becomes your final product. And that's exactly what happened to me on this system. But I wasn't going to give up during the year, you know. I knew there's a better way to do this, and I'm glad we finally made it happen. So anyway, thank you for taking the time to listen. Take advantage of this Food Rising Grow system. You will thank me when the food shortages appear, as I believe they will. The disruptions in the food supply, the food inflation that kicks in. You're going to be saving money with this system for many, many years to come. And it's just a joy, a real joy to grow your own food. At least I think so. I don't know. Maybe you think I'm geeky for loving, you know, I spend time in the science lab, you know, I grow my own food. I love to grow plants. I love to see seeds sprouting. You know, if that makes me weird, then, you know, so be it. I love that stuff. I love growing food. I love using science to make plants more nutritious. I love exploring the new cutting edge of plant-based nutrition science. That's what I'm into. Certainly don't apologize for it. I absolutely love it. Anyway, take advantage of it again at supplysource.com. Thank you for listening. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.